Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is help at home with minor home maintenance. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Welcome back to Senior Talk Radio here on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org. This is Project Independence New. I'm your host, John Ryan, and my co-host today is Ann Hirsch. And we just finished a wonderful conversation with Donna Rosenblum, who is the Executive Director of Reason to Smile, and that's Executive Director Volunteer. Not only does she not get paid, she actually goes in her own pocket to provide stuff that's needed for the children of the Jamba Jipa Academy in Kenya. And, you know, this is truly love. That's all I can say. I'm baffled for words. It was really, you know, I read the stuff that she was doing, but when you talk to Donna, it was just a compliment to her. It was a compliment to humanity to meet Donna. Now our next guest is Jeff Stone. I know Jeff from the neighborhood, and Jeff is involved with Project Help Long Island. And we always do the same thing. I like the guest to come on and tell us about his program, and then we'll take it from there. So Jeff, you're on with Project Help Long Island, the purpose of it, how did it come about, et cetera.
Thank you, John. I'm very honored to be here to speak about Project Help Long Island, which means health, education, and life programs. How this all started was an idea about 2 years ago. I wanted to do something about spreading awareness and providing education to those that need more information on the drug, alcohol, and cocaine, opioid epidemic we seem to find ourselves in within our communities. And after seeing day after day, literally, on whether it's Facebook, social media, TV, or in print media, there was always something related to this epidemic. And I felt that I needed to do something. I had a position with Kiwanis at the time. I was lieutenant governor of the North Shore group. And I wanted to use Kiwanis as a vehicle at the time to bring this to as many people as I could. So I decided to open this up in the spring, and we introduced this to certain other individuals within the community, and then it spread to other communities. And then I found myself on the heroin task force in Nassau County with ADA Renee Fisher leading that committee. And what was remarkable, you had a lot of individuals from different coalitions, elected representatives, community leaders, all involved in trying to make a difference within their communities, all right, spreading awareness. And one thing led to another. People were attracted to my mission. I was attracted to other people. Before you know it, we had over 27 committee members. We now have a 501c3 nonprofit group, and that started last spring, which is remarkable. We received one grant last year. We'll receive another grant this year. I was just notified, and it's been something of a whirlwind. Now, as a matter of fact, I spoke here and two group members at LIU Post to the Circle K divisional officers from different colleges on Long Island, universities like Hofstra, Delphi, Molloy, Stony Brook, and we'll be speaking up in their New York State Conference, Circle K. That's the college level of Kiwanis, up in Albany for their conference, and that's in mid-March. So that, and I'll be speaking along Long Island with other group members of Project Help Long Island, the above universities and colleges, and we're spreading, for in their case, advocacy and empowerment, what they can do to make a difference.
Now, if you don't mind, Jeff, you're the founder, you're the one that organized and created this?
Yes.
Okay, let me get a little more global on who you are. This is not your full-time job. You're a volunteer, as Donna was, in that creating this was something that came from within, if I am correct. Because don't you do something else on a full-time basis?
I am. I am a full-time realtor with Douglas Elliman.
Wow.
And that takes up quite a bit of my time. As a matter of fact, I was talking with an attorney earlier today on the way over another client. So, yes, it does happen. So you have to pick and choose when you can do these things. And I'm not an expert on time management, but I've learned it through being a past executive chef earlier on in my career. So everything was about timing that.
You're the kind of person that you sit next to someone else in a meeting and you go, when does he do all of this stuff? And how do you stay so connected in that you're doing so much with real estate and placement even of seniors and things of that? Because I've met you at other events, and yet now you've taken on a very large project in doing this. And again, this is coming innately from within. You motivated yourself somewhat to get this all organized and get going with it.
Exactly. I saw this as a need to really act quickly on this epidemic. And in my own community of Port Washington, it has been an issue. I wanted to do something about it, and I had got like-minded individuals to assist me. And now we have a new board member, and that's Dr. Joseph Smith of Long Island Reach, Port Washington Counseling Center. All right, Kathy Levinson is my secretary, and she's involved in a lot of different volunteer activities as I am. But we're very passionate about this. This hits close to home. You know, personal friends and family have been affected by various things within this epidemic, whether it's alcohol, cocaine, and now fentanyl, which is a huge problem in America.
Yeah. Now, no one can truly see you, but are you a senior?
I am. I turned 65. I got my AARP card. I'm Medicare. I'm in. That's it.
I mean, you are going gangbusters at this point. And I think it's well worth discussing that this is not a 20-year-old or someone in college, but you are fully employed and all this extra that you're doing. I think everyone should be aware that you can keep on going.
Agreed, 100%. And the purpose of this is very meaningful because, unfortunately, you know, the epidemic that is going around, it's just, you know, I myself have several children of friends of mine who have died. You know, it's not intentional. It's not suicide. You know, just a little bit more or a little bit more, and now all of a sudden it was a little too much more, and
yes.
They're on the floor and you can't get them quick enough to someplace, and next thing they're dead.
You know, as a realtor, I get to talk with many people throughout the day. And I've had people approach me after they heard what I was doing. And they said, well, they have a friend of theirs or their brother or their sister or contractor or what have you has had an issue or they passed. It's incredible.
Yeah.
And it's out there. And the thing is that the number one reason why it stays beneath the surface it's because people are afraid to talk about it. It's something that doesn't carry with it a dignity. We have to remove that stigmatism. That's
right.
The biggest number one reason.
You know what it is, too? My wife had a double mastectomy 10 years ago. And until she had it, we didn't know anybody else who had breast cancer.
Right.
When she said to somebody, I'm having surgery, I have a double mastectomy. Well, my friend Lucy had that. People were coming up to her. You want to see my scars? You want to see what I did? People she's known for years, but you don't talk about it. And this is the same thing. Nobody's going to walk up to you at a dinner party and say, my son twice has overdosed, and, you know, fortunately we're getting him back. Not until all of a sudden some kid dies, God forbid. Then you're at that dinner party and you say, yeah, my kid twice. I'm praying to God. We got him squared away. Your kid, Mike. And that's when you bring a group of people together, like what you're doing to try to, you know, focus on this. It's terrible.
Yeah, I don't see it so much as a epidemic by use of drugs, drug addict or what have you. I see it as a mental health issue.
That's true.
And that's a big component of this. And that's why we also advocate on mental health, mental awareness. We had three speaker sessions at the Port Washington Library, the last one being very effective. We had a mental health expert, Ellen Riss from NAMI. We had a Merritt Hartplay, who was a suicide prevention specialist. Janice Talento from Massapequa, Long Island
drugs, talking about vaping.
Oh, okay.
We also had someone who does act as an advocate cross-country, even in Ohio. He's on the Ohio Task Force. His daughter died last year of an overdose, and she wasn't an addict. She just took something at the wrong time, and that happens more times than you can shake a stick at.
We're going to start the conversation now, and then we'll continue it after the break, which won't be for a minute and a half. I know mental health is a piece of this, but isn't mental health, aren't the greater percentages of deaths that come out of this by accident?
That's true.
So therefore, I'm not fighting anything. Mental health is when you want to commit suicide. I think the kids that I know who have died, it's just one too many. And you know, I want to turn around and say, I'd like to slap you in the head, you damn fool. But,
right.
You know, they took another shot. They took three more pills versus one pill.
Yes.
You know, that it's just to get high. I don't see the mental, you know, if you want to get away, you're intentionally going to take some whiskey and a handful of pills.
Yes. A lot of the times, the way we lead ourselves, our lives, into this disease of addiction sometimes starts early on as childhood trauma, as was noted by Dr. Jeffrey Reynolds, who was a speaker for us on the second speaker series at the Port Washington Library, and he's on Governor Cuomo's Marijuana Task Force.
Okay.
And marijuana, by the way, is increasing a lot now, especially with high school kids. That's on a big increase. All right. And they're getting high. They're getting high in class.
Right.
You know, and it really is an epidemic.
Well, they're going to be legalizing that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, Cuomo, it's like the confusion there.
Yeah. You know, and then bring in CBD oil, you know,
for
seniors.
Right.
And I discussed that with some seniors. And from what I'm reading, that is okay as long as it's done by professional companies that take the THC out of it. Right.
Yeah.
So it's been very therapeutic for a lot of folks. So I can't say.
Yeah. Hold the thought. I'll be right back. We'll be right back. You're listening to Senior Talk Radio on 88.1 FM and WCWP.org.